Fun Friday, the 23rd of July. It is the McCafe menu. It's got a heavy Olympic theme, and I like it. Lauren Jackson's going to join us, the basketball great Aaron Royale. Is it Royale? Yes, live from Tokyo. He's an Australian triathlete. He's competing. He's going to join us. We've got Mum and Dad, Tracy and Peter Mackay, the parents of the twins, Ben and Harry, going to have a chat with us very shortly about their emotions ahead of. They're going to chat with us the same time as John from Epping, who's also going to join us. Big Johnny from Epping every Friday. So that's a nice little lineup. 1-300-736-736. The temper text machine, 0433 98 11 16. Got a little bit of music to get us pumped. Is it Olympic music? What, sports motivational music? I like that on a Friday. Welcome to you, Whispers.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, everybody. Great to be here. Great to be here. Gee, it's getting exciting Olympics-wise, isn't it?
Well, what about the Ollie Roos?
Unbelievable performance. Unbelievable.
Smacked Argentina.
And they are ranked in South America, the Argentinians, in
right up there.
No, number one. They are the best in South America.
What's right up there, mate?
Well, not nearly right up there.
Right up there.
Right up there.
Right up there.
At the very top.
Lockie Wales, Marco Tilio scored for Australia. We've given them a nice little backhander. Back you go and work on your defence, because right now we've got you covered. That's the way I read it. What are you doing?
And, you know, there's a big bombshell this morning. Big bombshell, right? And you need your flowers. I'm going to give you some flowers.
We're going to give you all the flowers in the world, bro.
A long time ago. Yep. A long time ago. We're going back a long way now, maybe even 18 months. Yep. You had a bombshell and then you didn't drop it.
No, it was the start of this year, was it?
No, last year. No, it was the start at the end of last year, the year before.
Massive.
And you didn't want to go with it, and you didn't want to go with it, and then finally you said that you'd heard something.
I had to concede.
Yeah, about Alex Rance.
And Essendon.
And lo and behold, news has come through that he will be playing for Essendon over the weekend. So I'm giving you your flowers. You're the DJ Khaled, you are.
Belated.
Another one you've done.
I wonder if that's linked.
Thanks, Coxie. Anytime soon.
I heard that strictly. I heard that strongly a long time ago, that the Bombers were really, really keen to have a crack at him. I wonder if this is linked.
He's only 31.
So they're severely depleted the Essendon VFL team.
Yep.
So that's the suggestion, that he could play as early as this weekend just to help him out. But I put two and two together.
Yes, you did. I'm going to give you some flowers about something else this morning too. Mm-hmm. I was reading this article this morning written by Tom Morris. Okay, he's gone back and revisited an unbelievable game that was played at the MCG back in 2001, July 22. Mm-hmm. Do you know what the game was? Off the top of your head, what do you think the game was?
Oh, well, I'd imagine it's the comeback game.
It's the Essendon game. They're down by 69 points against North Melbourne early in the second quarter, right? They came back and won that game. The final score is just extraordinary. 27-9. What about the accuracy? 27-9 they kicked Essendon. North Melbourne kicked 25-9, right? So on the day, 52-18 was kicked. Extraordinary. I know they were perfect conditions, okay? But this is the extraordinary thing. Mm-hmm. Two extraordinary things, right? Matthew Lloyd, who kicked, I think he kicked five.
Nine.
He kicked nine for the game, but I think he kicked five successive goals at one stage in that game as well, right?
He'll text me in a minute if it's not right.
He enjoyed the game that much. I didn't know this. He contacted AW for the audio.
Not surprised.
Do you reckon he's still rolling around the car playing the old cassette?
I reckon he whacks it in the cassette deck every now and then when he needs a little lift.
That's extraordinary, but even more extraordinary is this. You won a media award for your expert calling in the AW box that day, right? And the bit that they gave you the award for was that in the second quarter of that game, when Essendon were trailing by 69 points, you said they'll still come back and win this game, Essendon. Can you remember that?
I don't know. No, I can't remember that.
This is fact.
I do remember that. I do.
Oh, of course you do.
I do remember.
Of course you do.
I didn't win an award for
yes, you
that.
Did.
Not for that game. Is that what you said?
No, that was part of. You won the award, the special comment.
Yes, for the year.
For the year.
That's right.
And that's the bit that they actually played, and that's the reason why they gave you the award.
Oh, no, I don't think it's.
No, that it is. Solely, no. Yes, it was.
The
it was.
That it, I got
all
it.
The other stuff you did for the year was pretty ordinary, but apparently you nailed that bit there.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I'll take your flowers. Don't be so bashful and shy.
I'll put them aside, those flowers, because they're a long time ago. Who's that?
Who's that?
you've Roll me. I want to ask someone about this. Your kids and my kids are all growing up, right? Well, old out of school. How's everyone? Everyone's dealing with things. Yeah, it's so tough at the moment. How are you going with homeschooling? Imagine trying to do that.
That's tough.
What would be the worst year for a, what would be the worst aged homes kid to, a child to homeschool?
Oh, you'll find out in a minute.
So it would be the, I reckon it'd be about a grade fiver. In fact, every year it'd be difficult.
Do you think homeschooling boys would be more difficult than homeschooling girls?
I've only had boys, so I can only talk from more
They'd be busy.
They've got lots of distractions for boys. I feel for people who have had to homeschool so much for the last 2 years.
Only now you're feeling for them?
Well, just every day you wake up and you think, the longer this damn thing goes, as I said, I had friends who were opening a restaurant last night. No restaurant.
Yeah, we were going to go.
That money's poured into this thing, and it's been ready to go. It's been ready to go for ages. No go. So anyway.
There's a lot of people hurting out there, Gary. And if you are, and if you want to have a chat about it, give us a call this morning. We're here for you. We are here for you. I was thinking about the same thing yesterday, Gary. I was listening to people talk about this on the radio, and people had businesses, and through no fault of their own, they're finding themselves under enormous financial stress, and some people have had to shut the doors of their business, other people are trying to keep their business afloat, and they're wondering when this is all going to end so that they can return to some form of normal life and existence. So give us a call. We're here for you. I was at that game as a 16-year-old. We sat behind the goals in the Ponsford stand, saw 37 goals kicked at that end of the ground. That is amazing. But the accuracy, 27-9 to 25-9, unbelievable. Did you enjoy that game, thinking back hard? Did you enjoy that game?
It's 20 years ago. I can't hardly remember last week.
Well, you won an award for the game. Surely you didn't win that many. How many? That must have stood out in your mind.
Two elves.
How many elves have you got? Have you got more elves? You got more elves than Santa Claus?
We can't joke about this because then I have to cop it for another 3 hours. Here comes.
Sorry, that was a little joke. You missed it.
Here's all the. What did you say?
I said, have you got more elves than Santa Claus?
God, you're funny, Tim.
It's a non-bad one. Here come all the teachers who are telling us how hard it is to.
Well, send them through.
What? You want to send the kids through?
No. Send all the messages through because.
This is probably, you get
off your chest, it might help you.
Through really strongly. The worst homeschooling age is anywhere between 5 and 18.
Right, there you go.
Jeez. Scheisenhausen, they said. Year 12s can't connect with friends. Prep, they can't read and write. You need to be with them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 12-year-old girl in grade 6. My God, my poor wife. Wow. I did think about that today. I should think about other people more often in this situation, but our kids are all out of school, so it doesn't really occur to us too often. My nieces, I've got twin nieces, they're doing year 12. I know how damn hard it is for them.
I'm excited about the ramble this morning, fellas. I just bought a new tractor for the farm in Muruduk. Very excited.
What?
That's from Giorgio. Giorgio, we need more detail.
Give us a ring, George. That's teasing us. We need more detail than that. The Wisp is not allowed. Lady Susie won't let him buy a tractor because she doesn't trust him.
Too dangerous.
So Wisp's got tractor envy. That is what we've established. But
I had a call from somebody about that.
Him into one of the orange flyers.
Well, there's a transmission in a new tractor that you don't have. It's the very, very latest that the guy said. There's a transmission. There's a new form of transmission in tractors.
What is it?
It's secret.
I don't want to go
into the detail yet because it's very, very new. And they're looking for somebody that had a steep property in Australia to be the first person to drive one of these tractors. And they came straight to me, not you.
Come on, George, give us a ring about your tractor. We'd love to hear about that. Anything else you got to ramble on about?
I want to ask you about that show I put you on to. Are you enjoying it or not?
Love it.
The Parisian Agency.
Absolutely immersed in it.
Did you get over the problem of trying to read the text at the same time?
Starting to understand. I've got a quickie.
You're speaking French, are you?
Starting to understand a lot more. But I love it. I love it. If you love real estate, if you love the fact that we can't travel. Well, Nikki, my partner, they go to Paris and France most years. They're onto it. Mm. Oh, boy, hell, do they love it. And the family's just a great – so it's a family of four boys, mum and dad, four boys, and three of the boys, the eldest boys, are all part of the one real estate
firm and family. And they the office is home. In mum and dad's house, and they've got a beautiful house. But it's just a beautiful illustration, too, of Paris.
You know how I say we've got the smartest audience ever and a diverse audience? Do you think – I read in the newspaper about the ferries. Your man
– Which ferries?
Paul Little.
Right.
Port Phillip ferries, which commute between Melbourne and Geelong and the Bellarine Peninsula.
Yeah,
and they're going to build a new terminal somewhere in the Docklands because they say it's becoming more and more popular travelling to work by ferry.
Right.
I want someone to ring in or text to say I use the ferry every day to go to work.
You want somebody to do that if they do or not?
I want
they actually have to be on the ferry, though, yes.
No, they have to be on the ferry now.
Not now, but they have to have travelled on the ferry.
Is that something that I want to – I don't know the answer to this. If you lived in Geelong or down there and you worked in the city, are people coming to work by ferry?
Right.
And if so, are they beginning to use it that frequently that we need a new ferry harbour, a ferry shop or whatever it's called, terminal?
A ferry shop.
Would you think that's popular?
A ferry shop?
A ferry terminal. It's a ferry terminal, Tim.
I don't know enough about it.
Oh, if you're in Geelong, if you had to work in Geelong, right?
You've been talking to Murray Rance, have you?
I read in the paper.
Oh, okay.
Why? What's Murray Rance got to do with it?
Well, he helps set it up. He works for Paul Little.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Okay. So you travel every day from Geelong to Melbourne for work. Would you go by car or by ferry or by train?
Mm-hmm. Depends upon the cost. I don't know how expensive it is, but it depends upon the cost. I was going to ask you a question about the real estate because in that show, The Parisian Agency, everybody that's buying an apartment is looking for a glimpse of an iconic building there in Paris.
Yes.
So they want to have a glimpse of the Eiffel Tower or Sacré-Cœur. Arc de Triomphe, whatever it might be. If you were, what would be the iconic glimpses here in Melbourne if you're buying real estate?
The G.
What else?
The G, that is all you need is the G.
What sort of markup for the property do you get if you get a glimpse of the G from
5% for the top of the light tower, 15% if you get a full tower, and 25% if you get the ground and tower. Rowan's in Sydney.
He knows ferries.
I accept this. Go, Rowan.
G'day, Gaz. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. I can understand you using a ferry to go to work every day, yeah?
Mate, it is one of the magnificent things about Sydney going to work.
Yeah.
Say 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
Watching the sun come up, curling past through the head.
Yep.
Manly to Sydney. It's wonderful.
How long's that take? I've been on that ferry. Manly to Sydney. How long?
That's 30 minutes, but you can get a fast ferry that takes around 15 to 18 minutes.
Right.
What sort
and
of
that fast ferry? Sorry, guys.
What sort of sheets for that row?
That's around $10.
Oh,
yeah. Cheap.
Not bad.
And on a evening, you can grab a couple of cans and have a few beers on the back of the ferry on the way home to chill out.
Has it got Wi-Fi on the ferry as well, Rowan?
Not sure, Timmy. Not sure.
I would suspect
it would have to, wouldn't it?
Some sort of a Wi-Fi setup for sure. Hey, good on you, Rowan. I'm jealous of people up in Sydney. I can see. I understand why in Sydney. I'm still waiting to see someone here in Melbourne telling me they get the Geelong ferry daily.
I just hate Geelong.
No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't, but he's going to join us later this morning, is he?
Bernadette says, I walk the Geelong waterfront every day. I see the 6:45 ferry take off. Most days around 3 to 4 folks on board.
Mm.
I'm not sure that's an ongoing business, is it? It's only 3 to 4.
Had that been around then Australian Crawl, they could have written that song completely differently, couldn't they?
What song?
Well, as the Manly Ferry.
I don't know that song. I might have to have you sing it for me. We're here for Kogan credit cards, no annual fees, amazing rewards, and Country Racing Victoria, back where we belong. I still can't recognise that song. Country Racing Strong, book
don't
online.
Don't be so reckless.
Ah, yes, I know that one.
The country is back racing strong. Book now at country.racing.com. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Oh,
Oh, now I get it. At least I understood. I couldn't understand a word you were saying.
Well, no one could understand a word that he was saying when he was singing James Rain. No one could.
You're in character.
That's right. As the Geelong Ferry cuts its way to Channel 7. That's where it parks, you know, right at the front of Channel 7.
Well, not anymore. It's getting a new terminal.
Oh, well, that will be built probably right at the front there somewhere.
All right. Well, you could move down there.
Where?
Down the peninsula.
I don't want to. Oh.
I just hate Geelong.
Mark from Mildura. G'day, Mark.
If I'm going anywhere, I'll be going to Epping with Johnny.
Sorry, mate.
How are you, Mark?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks.
That's the way. What do you got for us this morning?
Mate, I was in got me tools.
Oh, no.
In the
Navy.
I was in the
Navy. In the Navy, Mark? What were you doing?
I was a boat stoker.
What's that? What do you do?
Oh, Tim.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Before you explain what a boat stoker is, Gary, what does the
Everyone
boat stoker
knows
do?
What a boat stoker is.
What, they stoke the boat, do they? Right, okay. What's a boat stoker do, Mark?
He's like the engineer on the captain's boat.
That's right.
Because it breaks down.
Hey, so it breaks down, you get the boat stoker in, Tim.
Is that why you got tools there, Mark? In case the boat breaks down?
No, mate, I wasn't very good at the job.
What are you doing now, Marco?
I'm the general manager at a agriculture machinery manufacturer in Mildura.
Tractors?
Tractors, yes.
Ooh, what sort are we talking?
State-of-the-art ones. And we've actually just signed up for a 12-month radio advertising program with you guys.
Oh, magnificent.
Oh, you might want a couple of tractor drivers to read your ads. Well, if the Wisp was in the market for a tractor, what would you recommend for it? He's only a little hobby farmer, but what would you recommend for him?
A New Holland Boomer 50.
A Boomer 50. How big are they, Mark?
It's a 50.
40 horsepower.
Now, I was trying to explain to Gary, he's sort of like just a part-time farmer. I was trying to explain to him about the new transmission in these tractors. Unbelievable, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah, we've had it for a while, though.
Yeah, see, it's not new. They're not new, Tim.
No, the one I was looking at is brand new. I don't think it's ever
what
been
sort of
in the country
would the
before.
We'd be looking at for a 40.
Yeah, 40 horsepower, power steer, but eventually you can't get power steer on them.
Power steer, Wisp? You want power steer on yours?
Well, I'll consider it. Yep. What sort of sheets, Mark?
Sorry?
What sort of? How much money would one of these cost?
Oh, Lord. I've got a special going on at the moment for you.
Yep. Farmer's discount.
Mate's rates.
Mate's rates is retail plus 20.
All right. We'll spit it out, Marco, because we've got to get to the news.
He's searching for the price.
Oh, right. Okay.
Around 35 I'll do you one for.
Ooh. All right.
Does that include GST?
Ooh.
Oh,
mate, we never include GST. That's
of course not.
Plus.
Yeah, delivered? I'm in Gippsland.
For you, I would. I'm just trailing yourself.
I tell you what, you could stay the weekend. I'll charge you $4,500 to stay the weekend, do some fishing on the river.
Deal.
Well, I'll leave your number, Marco. And the Wisp, Lady Susie, I don't think he's getting $35,000 past the Lady Susie.
What's your name, what's it cost?
Yeah, what's it cost?
What brand was it? Holland.
New Holland.
New Holland.
Holland. Who am I talking with here? I must have got some new farmers in. A New Holland Wispy. Lots of people texting through about the ferry too.
Mm.
I'm not sure it's going to... anyway, Paul Little knows better than I. Hopefully it is. He's building a whole new terminal, so I'm hoping it sorts out. And a lot of people from homeschooling. What about this? Nothing makes you realise how dumb you become as attempting to help your 8 or 10-year-old soul officially destroyed. That's Sally in Geelong. Homeschooling my 13-year-old boy. It's mostly done online, so he's one click away from the internet and everything a 13-year-old boy would be interested in. How do you reckon we're going? That's
good.
Does.
Oh, boy. No good. Maybe we'll be back to school by hopefully the middle of next week, maybe later next week.
Well, you're close to, you're at the epicentre there. What say you for us getting out of lockdown?
I don't know. I don't want to speculate on this because
you told me next week we'd get out.
That's I hope we get out next time. Don't put words in my mouth.
I thought you said we will.
Yes, we have seen the Jeremy Clarkson farm. He drives a Lamborghini tractor. Gary loves that show.
Yeah.
It's all over though now, isn't it? You've watched every episode.
Yeah, I have, but apparently yesterday they've declared that there's a second series coming. We'll get into the selections. It has been fascinating looking at some of the selections for this weekend's round of footy. There's some, I don't know whether there's games being played or whether clubs are just trying to sort of experiment a little bit, but we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it in great detail.
Do you know much more about that New Holland tractor? Somebody wants to know whether it's a two-door or a four-door. Has it got seats in the back or not, the tractor, Gary?
I don't go New Holland. It wouldn't be a four-door tractor.
You're a Kubota man, aren't you?
Yeah.
Always have been, always will be.
Exclusive to Kubota.
Do you know what? When I spoke to the Kubota man,
yeah,
he said, look, I can't give you the deal that we gave Gary. Mm. We've actually got a better one.
Well, I don't believe that to be the case, but if you can you can furnish yourself.
How much did your tractor cost?
The best deal you
off the top of your head, how much did it cost?
Oh, well, I bought some other equipment. So
okay, with all that equipment, how much did it cost?
Not much. The caller of the
year. Has it still got the plastic on the seats or have you driven it yet?
Well, I see. Don't talk it down. Bloke had never heard of a New Holland tractor.